Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm thrilled that you're joining me here today because tonight we have our very, very popular guest, Rebecca Fisk, coming back onto the show. And of course, you'll know her from her show, The I Am Rebecca Show. You'll know her from the Win Network. You'll know her from years ago when we were hosting a show together called The Garrett and Rebecca Show, a real original title, but we had so much fun. And she's going to be taking your calls. If you would like to get into the call queue, I'm going to encourage you to do this now because we've already got a bunch of people lined up and we want to make sure we take as many calls as we possibly can during the course of the show tonight. You can call in at 323-657-1493. 323-657-1493 is the hotline. And when you call in, if you want to talk, you must press the number 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, it just looks like you're calling in to listen because we usually get a ton of people that do that too. And I don't want to interrupt your listening enjoyment by saying, do you want to ask a question? When you just are really calling in to listen to the show from your phone. It's like, why is he bothering me? I don't want to do that to you. So if you want to ask a question, you got to press 1. If I've already screened your call, we've already got you in the call queue, so you're in good shape there. And I also want to just give a very quick shout out to Jeanette Barber, who was our guest last night on the show. Jeanette, of course, was a writer on the Rosie O'Donnell Show. She was part of the morning team on the Rosie Show on Sirius XM OutQ, and she also hosted her own show on Sirius XM for a year and a half, and she does a podcast right now that is absolutely so much fun. If you get a chance to go back and listen to the Tuesday night broadcast, I will encourage you to do so, and you know, share the post with your friends and family if you are so inclined. But welcoming back to the show once again, and actually it's for the second time this month because we kind of snuck in at the very beginning, Rebecca, but welcome back to the show for July. It's Rebecca.
Thanks, Garrett. Well, you know, as we were talking about before we came live on the show, I love doing the show with you. This is one of my most favorite things to do. So whenever you ask me if my schedule permits, I will always say yes, and I'm always so grateful and happy to get to hang out with you and all the callers. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, and for people who are new to the show, because we've got a lot of familiar names that you'll hear tonight from different callers, which is always fun to have. They're almost like, you know, like friends of the show, I guess. We should come up with a name for, you know, the people who are calling when you're on here, Rebecca. But for those of you who are new to the show, Rebecca takes your calls, and we ask that you ask a topic on one question, you know, like job, career, love, money, your kids, your pets, whatever the question is. But then we really want to try to move on to the next caller so we can get as many people on the show as we possibly can because Rebecca is one of our most popular guests. And you're probably saying, if she's so popular, get on with the calls. We're going to do that in just a second. I do want to let you know that if you don't get on tonight or if you have more questions that you want to ask of Rebecca, I've got a link on the show page right now to go to her website, which is iamrebecca.com. Also a link to Rebecca's Facebook fan page. You can click that. And I encourage you to do both of those. But if you want to have a longer personal appointment with Rebecca on Skype in person over the telephone, you can do that by going to the website and just filling out your 411. And then she'll contact you and make all the arrangements and you'll have a great time. If you're listening on the Westar Radio Network tonight, I want to say thank you very much for having us on your drive time home. If you would like to schedule an appointment with Rebecca. Again, it's iamrebecca.com. Simply go there and you can actually see the sunshiny face that will be talking to you in just a second to take your calls. So Rebecca, as we get started tonight, do you have any words of wisdom or things like that that you want to share with the listeners before we open up the phone lines?
I just wanted to add something about the website, and that is that on that first homepage, you can actually sign up for my newsletter. And basically, the newsletter is really just me announcing like dates and times I'm going to be appearing places. I don't fill your mailbox with spam. I don't send out an email every week. It's typically once every month or two, sometimes once a quarter. And it may become more later as I'm getting more and more appearances coming up. But I would love it if you want to know what's going on and when I'm going to be in your area, that's a great way to do it. Just go ahead and sign up on that newsletter, or I think it says, I'm looking for clarity. I think that's what it says on my contact page. Yeah. So thanks, Garrett.
Okay, well, let's get started. We're going to take our first question out of the Blog Talk chat room. It's one of those neglected things that if I don't have it up the right way, sometimes I miss you. So if you're in the Blog Talk chat room tonight, now tonight's a good time to ask a question if you would so choose. I just need your first name if you're logged in as a guest, and then the topic. And again, money, love, career, that type of thing. Our first question comes from Michelle, though, and Michelle is talking about her career, and she wants to know what you see for her.
Okay. Hi, Michelle. Okay. So, interesting. So, you know, I get the impression that you're at a little bit of a crossroads. And so, you know, I feel like you like what you're doing, but you're a little bit bored. It feels like you're in the market for making a change, but you're not quite sure what to do. So let's see here. And it's, I mean, I feel like where you are is okay, but it's not great. This isn't really feeding your soul at this point. And I also get that there may be some financial struggles that are going on with this as well. So the thing is that I want you to go back to dreaming a little bit. You know, when we're kids, we have dreams about what we want to do when we grow up. And then what happens is we get into something, we fall into something that we think we're going to like, and we do it. Because as we grow, we start to realize that not everybody can be a superhero, or not everybody can be a ballerina, or not everybody is going to be a rock star. And so we fall back on something else. But I absolutely get the impression that there is something that you love to do that you're not doing. And I also get the impression that you are educated. So what I want to say is, you know, take some time, get quiet, really let yourself stop and think about, what do I want to be when I grow up? Okay, what do I really want to do? What really speaks to me? It can be anything. It can be singing, it can be art, it can be teaching, it can be presenting to people on stage, it can be anything that you desire, okay? And I really want to strongly encourage you to get back in touch with what that is, because my impression is that you're kind of in this rut at this point, and there's so much more for you, and you have so much more to offer than the value that you're feeling from the people who've been employing you, okay? So really get clear about what it is you want to be doing. My impression is that what you do and what your education is in will actually work well with what your dreams are, but there is a support that you already have in place that you don't realize. So it's one of those things where, you know, let's say you have a bachelor's degree, but it's in business, and you decide you want to go and teach art. Well, you've already got a bachelor's degree. You can go and you can actually take a few art classes, but also you can, you know, get a teaching credential and then go and do something like that. So I know I'm saying this very simplistically, but I really, really want to encourage you to get to that place where you can marry the education you have, the expertise you have, with what your dreams are, and move forward in that way. It's time. I get the impression that you're very bored. I wouldn't say you're necessarily at burnout, but I'd say you're very, very close. And that, and I also feel like financially you're not being rewarded for what you're providing to this, to your employer. So I'll be saying some prayers for you, but it's really time for you to give yourself permission to do what you want to do. And I want most of the emphasis on all of this to be on you doing what you want, because my impression is that you listen to other people instead of following your own dreams, and that's why you're kind of in this rut. And so, you know, I really want to encourage you to follow your heart, and I'll be saying some prayers to you, and thanks for the call today, or for the question.
There we go. Thanks, Michelle. And our first live call is going to be coming from Laura. And Laura has a question about her career. And while Rebecca's helping her, I'm going to jump on the secret bat phone here. I'm going to go screen some more calls. So Laura, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. You're so welcome. How can I help you?
I've been looking for work, and I've been doing some interviewing. And I got a call yesterday about a 3-month contract that they need someone to start on Monday. And I asked the woman if I could let her know tomorrow for sure, because I had a permanent job I was hoping to hear from. And I heard back today that I didn't get that job, but they thought I might be a really good fit for a different job. But I don't know if they have that job solidified. So my question, I guess, is, do you see me working on that short-term 3-month contract, or getting a permanent job with this company. I'm not sure if they, I don't know if they want to be a contractor perm at this time. I'm looking for perm with benefits,
right.
But.
Right, I understand. Okay, so first of all, let me just ask you to take a deep breath, because I know that right now the primary energy that comes through is feeling demoralized, okay? So what I want to say to you is take a breath and let that go. If you didn't get what you were looking for, that means that there's something better coming for you, okay? Because I believe with all my heart, the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. So if you have been led to do something other than the job that you were looking for, it's because God has a better plan for you, okay? So here's what I'm getting. Well, first of all, what I want to say to you is it's okay to write back to that company or to call them and say, thank you for being interested in me for this other position. When will that position be available? I'm being offered another position elsewhere, and I would rather work for your company. Just lay it all out. You don't need to play any games with them. That may put them in a position where they say, well, no, we want to hire you. Or, you know, if they're very interested in you, they will make something happen more quickly. And they are going to let you know. Okay? So they may say, well, it's not going to be available for 3 months. Great. Go do this temporary job so you've got some income in the meantime. Mm-hmm. Let them know that you're going to be accepting a 3-month contract and that you would be happy to work for them in this other position when it's available. But just be very candid with them. Okay? Say... The thing is that, especially when you're getting other offers, companies will, if they really want you, they will fight for you, okay? And I'm not saying to do this. It can be a little bit of an advantage for you as far as a salary situation. But, you know, and I know that you're not a game player, and I know that you want something that's a sure thing, and I don't blame you at all. But that's why I'm saying just be straight up with them. Just tell them exactly what's happening. Don't tell the temporary contract people. You don't have to let them know till the end of the day tomorrow. You told them you'd let them know tomorrow.
Right.
So go back to this other company that you really want to work for and just tell them exactly what's happening. Okay?
Well, I already did that. I had sent her an email this morning and a phone call, and then I got an email at the end of the day today saying that I didn't get the job... the other job that I applied for, but they thought I was a good fit for a different client of theirs. But
okay.
At this point, I don't know if that means they're offering it to me or it's a possibility. And I need something firm for tomorrow to tell this contract. I can't afford to
ask them. Okay, so communication. Ask them to clarify. Okay, because that's a confusing statement, to say that they have another client in mind for you. Great, what does that mean?
Exactly.
It doesn't. So you need to ask them to clarify that for you. Okay?
Well,
the other thing that I want...
I back. Yeah,
oh, perfect.
Back.
Okay. Okay. So when you get an answer from them, then you can contact these other people with a temporary thing. I actually get the impression you may be doing both. My impression is you may be doing this temporary contract, and that something else is going to come through from this other source. And it's, you know, again, just be candid with them. But one of the things that I want to say to you, first of all, kudos for getting yourself out there. And also congratulations on getting offers, because that's amazing. Okay. But this is for you and everyone out there who is interviewing and looking for jobs. Remember that you are also interviewing these companies and these employers. Because what happens so often is we go in, we put on our best suit or whatever we feel is appropriate for the job we're interviewing for. We present ourselves in the best possible way to fit into whatever the environment is going to be there. And we're basically answering the questions and we're thinking, I hope they pick me, I hope they pick me, I hope they pick me, I want a job. But you can flip this, because the reality is, do you want to invest the majority of your waking hours at this place every day? Are they going to be the kind of environment you want to be in? Are you going to be empowered to do what you know how to do? Is this a company that people work as team players and they support each other? Are you going to be compensated in a way that you feel valued and appreciated? Okay? So you are also interviewing them. So remember I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm just saying, do you see all that coming for me?
I do, but I really want to say for you that you know, let some of the stress go. I know this has been very stressful for you. I feel more stress from you than I feel excitement about possibility for you. And the fact that you have a job offer in your hand and you're not excited about it says a lot to me. I know it's not exactly what you wanted, but this may be the stepping stone to get you to the next place. And right now, energetically, I do feel like you'll probably be employed with this other company. The question mark that I'm seeing very clearly is whether or not it's now or in a few months. And that's a big question mark. And until they either can answer that and give you clarity or not, then you need to move forward with this other opportunity. Not because I'm saying you have to take it, but I'm saying that to get you from point A to point B right now, to relieve some of the stress of the finances and everything, allow yourself to accept it. It's temporary. It's just a few months. So, you know, number one, get the clarity from the corporation. If you don't get clarity from them, you know, go ahead. This is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for you, because the other thing is that every time you accept a contract or accept employment with somebody, that's an opportunity for you to meet more people in your industry that also leads to other opportunities. So, you know, see if you can take some time tonight to relax, maybe take some me time, maybe take a bath, whatever it is that will help you get grounded and connected and feel loved again. Because I feel like this is, it's almost like, okay, you've been fighting high tide, you know, without anything to help you. And it's, and you're just kind of exhausted on the beach, okay? So
yeah,
you need to, this is how it feels, okay? So you need to nurture yourself. Spend a few hours. You don't have to answer them first thing in the morning. You can answer them at the end of the day. It's still tomorrow. Maybe give yourself a timeline of maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you haven't heard from this other company, you can, you know, see, you know, maybe wait till noon or whatever, however you want to do this. But remember that you are empowered to make the decisions for yourself. You're not at the mercy of these companies. You get to pick and choose. Okay? So come back to that place of knowing that there is abundance and there is possibility always through God. Always, always, always. Okay?
Well,
you're going to be fine.
I had an interview yesterday with a woman, and we really hit it off. She was in my field. We were going to be working together, but they didn't get the contract. And she wrote back to me today to let me know they didn't get it. However, they would like to work with me in the future.
Okay, so this is another opportunity.
That was a different opportunity I thought again.
So look at how amazing this is. You have all of these opportunities popping up. Okay?
The reason why I'm not so excited is because I keep getting these short-term contracts, and it's draining.
Right, I understand
that. It feels
that.
Like I'm not making any headway.
Okay, so you have to decide, and then I'm going to have to go after this, but you have to decide, and I want you to get really clear. Relax tonight. Get yourself into a more peaceful place. Let all of the energy and the angst go that's associated with, you know, this, oh, gosh. I just feel that this has been exhausting. Okay? So let all of that old energy go. It's time to let all of that go. And just come to this place of peacefulness and do what feels right. If you have enough money to keep you going, then wait and see what happens with the other two opportunities. You don't have to take the contract. You don't have to. If you don't want it, you have the opportunity to say no now, or you can wait a little bit longer and say no later. It's up to you. But if you don't want to do any more contracts, you can say, no, thank you. I don't want to do short term. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay? But really, I'm telling you, the most important thing for you to do when you get off the phone here now is to go and relax and disconnect from everything and everyone. You want to play some meditative music, or you can do some meditation. You can take a bubble bath. Do something that will bring you back into your senses, or get in the shower. Feel the water on you. Feel the temperature. Smell the soap. Smell the shampoo. Smell the bubble bath. Feel the warmth. Hear sounds of the water. Bring yourself back to present and right now, because there's peace in this present moment, and that's what you need more than anything. Okay? And I have to let you go now. I know I've got to go. My producer's going, go. Okay? But love and blessings, and please let me know how you are. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Laura, for the call. Good luck to you. You know, and we're going to get to our next caller, which is Andy, in just a real quick second. Rebecca, one of the things that, you know, and I've had kind of like one of those crazy weeks, and you and I've had a personal call, you know, outside of the show tonight, I think yesterday, the day before. one of the things that you've always told me and that I'm doing all the time now is anytime I start having issues with whatever, I'm writing it down, you know, those lists. And then, you know, in my case, I take it outside and I burn it. How does that work again? Because I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, your advice has been wonderful to me this week.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Thank you so much. Okay, so, you know, this can work with old relationships. It can work with situations with employers. It can basically, any energy that you're holding on to that feels negative or sad or, you know, just you feel stuck. So let's say I've had an issue with a relative and we've had a falling out and I'm really angry and I'm really sad and I'm really upset. And I can't talk to this person about it because every time I try to talk to this person, we just end up in an argument and we get nowhere. And so I finally have decided I can't be around this person. As much as I love this person, I can't be around them. So what I do is I will write letters to that person when I have time, when I'm quiet and by myself. I will write a letter and I will tell them anything and everything that comes into my mind. It's stream of consciousness writing. So if I'm angry and I want to call this person names, I call the person names. But I'm writing it all down. So I'm allowing all of these old, stuck, pent-up emotions an opportunity to be released through this writing. I get to give them a voice. And so when I've been writing for a while and I feel a sense of relief, and I will tell you that basically every time I go into this process, I either end up crying or I end up really angry and hitting pillows or screaming into pillows, because what's happening is it's allowing me to get in touch with those emotions at a deeper level, and my body is physically releasing those emotions as well as I am writing them out. And so when I have reached this place where I feel a sense of relief, I take a letter, and if I have a fireplace, I burn it. If I don't have a fireplace, I take it outside and I tear it up. And I either bury it or I throw it away. So it's whatever the process is that works for you. But as you burn it or tear it up, the intention is that this energy is changed into light and love for the highest good of all. Okay? And it may be that in some cases you have to write lots of letters. When my mother died, I was really angry. I was heartbroken. But I was really angry at her for leaving me. And so I had a lot of letters, and I wrote her letters probably every day for, I'm going to say, about 2 months. And I cried. I cried every time I wrote to her. I got really angry. I got upset. And I continued to mourn, but it really gave me an opportunity to verbalize all of these feelings and emotions that I was supposed to hide and put away at work every day. So I would come home from work, and I would give myself that opportunity to release these emotions, and it really helped clear it. So, Garrett, thank you for asking me to reiterate how that works. You can do this with any situation and any person in your life. The letters are never meant to be sent. If you are in therapy and you feel that you want to share it with your counselor, by all means do that. But these letters are meant to be for you only. They are not to be sent to anyone else. They are simply an opportunity to release the old stuck emotions. So thanks, Garrett.
So there we go. And I've been writing a lot of lists this week. So it's been very therapeutic for me as well. So thank you very much, Rebecca. Let's get to our next caller here. It's Andy. And Andy has a legal question tonight. Andy, you are live with Rebecca. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Garrett. Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can I help?
Well, I had kind of a disappointment earlier this week. I had hoped to move forward with a legal matter and consulted with my attorney, and he advised waiting, getting some more information and some kind of outside expert advice. And my question is, when will this get to move forward? I know it certainly may be moving forward by the middle of October or the end of October, but just wondered if there's a chance for it to move forward sooner. I'm trusting in the universe that this is a good thing, even though I was yes. really disappointed.
Right, I heard immediately it's a bump in the road. That's all it is. It's just a bump. So so how it feels to you is that it's being delayed, but really what's happening is that it's working more in your favor. So one of the things that I want to suggest to you, and this is to everybody, behave as everything is stacked in your favor. Behave as if everything is stacked in your favor. And that all of this is happening because it's for your greatest good. Okay. All right. So I want to say to you that May came up. Did this start in May?
It sure did. Okay. Yes, and it's been delayed. It was delayed from then.
Okay. So the thing is, this is something that, okay. Give me just a moment here.
Sure.
So there are several things that this is what's happening, okay? This is what I'm picking up. So my impression is that there may be several more delays. Part of it is because the court is busy and some of these cases are, it's almost like I see the judge or the court system like rearranging the priority of some of these cases because of a necessity, okay? And it's something that's almost out of the judge's control. And the attorneys are kind of at the mercy of whatever the judge is deciding and what the courts are deciding and presenting to the judge. So there may be some more delays with this, but I want to say to you, stay calm and just trust that it's for your highest good, because my impression is this is going to be very simple. Everything that I see for you is that you've dotted your I's, you've crossed your T's. This is a fairly simple case. That's my impression.
Okay.
And that this is going to be very simple when it comes down to actually being presented in front of the judge. So be patient. Don't worry. Try not to stress about it. Again, behave as if everything is being done in your favor on behalf of the universe. And that's my impression. It's one of those things where if you're making a souffle, you put it in the oven, you don't keep checking on it. You can't. You want to just let it do what it's going to do, right? So you got to
let the water boil faster if you watch it. Yeah,
exactly. Well, the souffle will literally fall if you open the oven door too soon,
that's
right?
True.
Or it won't rise. So you have to leave it alone. So leave it alone as if this is, it's like gestating. It's the word that comes up. It's okay. And your attorney's good. You know, he's not real aggressive. He's not real conservative. He's like, but I like his energy. He's very knowledgeable. He also crosses his T's and dots his I's. And so I feel like he's doing a very good job on your behalf. So just trust, it's going to be okay. Oh, this is really going to be okay.
Yeah, it's just frustrating. We haven't even filed yet, and it seems like yet another delay. So it was really disappointing, but yeah. Thank you so much. Yep.
The timing's in your favor, okay? So let me just keep saying that. The timing is in your favor. It's going to be okay.
That's what I needed to be reassured of. I really appreciate it. I'm trusting in the universe. I trust.
The best thing you can do.
Thank you. That's
You're
right.
so welcome.
There Thank
we
you
go.
So much. You have a great night.
Thanks, Andy.
You
have a good
too.
Night. Appreciate your call. And our next caller is going to be Stacy, and Stacy's calling about relocation. Stacy, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Stacy. How can I help you?
Yes, I wanted to know, do you see me relocating from where I am to another location?
Okay, so I'm hearing the number 3. That comes through very quickly. Let's see here. We're in July. Have you been there for 3 months, or did you end up there in March? Because this feels like it's associated with you, but not moving forward. I do feel like you're going to be someplace new by the holidays. The other thing that I want to say to you is, you know, start focusing on where you want to go. Go ahead and start looking and figure out what it is you want. I'm a big advocate for writing lists. So take some time and really write down what it is you would like. What do you want your living situation to be? Where do you want to be? How much do you want to spend? What kind of area are you in? Get very, very clear and specific. How many bedrooms, how many bathrooms? But get very clear about what it is you would like your living situation to be. Because right now I feel like your energy is just so drained. It's like you just want to get out. You just want to change where you are. And I understand completely. So the very best thing to do is to try to have some hope about where you're going. Okay? And just, you know, if you can go back to being in gratitude that you have a roof over your head, try to go back to that place. Gratitude, I got food in my tummy, I've got a roof over my head, my needs are met today, I'm safe and healthy and warm and dry, and I can, and I have all of those needs met, okay? So really start focusing on where do you want to be and what do you want to be doing, and where are you living? What is this place like? okay, and then start looking for it. So again, I'm hearing that this will be sometime before the holidays, but you have to start getting clear on what it is you'd like. And then let yourself be upset, you know, let yourself be sad about where you are. I was just talking about that letter writing experience. You can also just, you know, take some time. I feel like there's a lot of grief for you. And so I really want to encourage you to let that grief out. Let yourself be sad. And then let go of it so you can move forward and start to have some hope about where you're going. Okay? So, you know, and as far as the grief, if it's something where if you spend an evening and you cry and you're done with it, great. If it's something that you feel will take longer than that, then keep it to 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day, you get to have a tantrum and cry and scream and be upset. And then when those 30 minutes are up, then you start focusing on something else, something positive. And if you start thinking about it, you make yourself think about something else. And, you know, what a great way to start filling your mind with, well, where do I want to live? And what do I want that place to look like? And does it have a garden? Does it have air conditioning? Does it have a pool? Is this an apartment building? Is this a house? Let yourself start dreaming about the possibilities to come, because things are coming, much better things are coming for you. And I feel like by February, March of next year, you're just going to be much, much, much happier. And you're going to feel like, wow, everything's so much better now. And you're just going to feel like this great weight has been lifted. So hang in there. You're kind of in the worst of it right now, but it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. Okay. It really is.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And thanks so
Stacey,
much for calling.
You.
Keep us posted.
And Rebecca, you know what time it is now?
I don't.
It is time for our official commercial break with Rainbow Brew. So everybody hang on. This is our new sponsor, Rainbow Brew, to the show. We're going to play their commercial. Be right back and take our next question from the call screens.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of The Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
There we go. How fun was that?
That's awesome. I want some.
Yeah. So it's Rainbow Brew. They're out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. You just go to rainbowbrew.com, and they got all kinds of cool flavors. And it's grown locally in Minnesota, so I don't know if that impacts the flavor of the beans, but there's a unique blend that they make, and then they grind it and then ship it out anywhere in the country. So there you go. Our next caller
Wonderful.
Is going to be from Wanda, and Wanda is calling about love. Wanda, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call. First-time caller.
Oh, well, welcome. Thanks for calling in, Wanda. Okay, so let's see here. All right, so first of all, I just want to say, you know, I totally get an immediate glimpse of your personality, very dry sense of humor, you know, but it's also like with your love situation, enough is enough. It's my impression. So let's see here. Wow, what do we have going on? Okay, so first of all, I'm hearing the name Tom or a T name. Do you have a T name around you right now?
Do I have what now right now?
Do you have a T name, like T as in Tom? I'm hearing the name Tom, or a T name. It can also be a last name, but I'm hearing a T name.
Okay, let me see. Is it actually there's three guys that I'm interested in because I just started dating online.
Oh, okay. So tell you what, just give me their first names, and I'll give you a little bit about each one if you can do that.
Okay, Glenn.
Okay.
Craig.
Mm-hmm.
David.
All right. So the first thing is, you know, I want to say that the energy of Glenn jumps out at me more than the other two. David feels like he's kind of a stable guy. He's kind. My impression is that he may be a little boring for you. You like somebody who's solid and stable, but you also like somebody who's got a really good sense of humor, who doesn't mind, you know, even playing jokes or bringing some surprises. And my impression is that David's a little more timid than that, but he doesn't really bring a lot of, there isn't like, oh, what are we doing tonight? You know, he's kind of like
right.
the planner, and is this okay with you, and is this okay with you, and is this okay with you? So
right,
my impression
yeah.
is that he's kind, but he's not exciting. Glenn is a little more, I feel like his energy is more up. I feel like there's a little more intrigue with him and that you're a little more excited about him than the other two. And I also feel like he does fine as far as his finances, but he's willing to like surprise you and do little things that kind of keep you interested. So I feel like definitely this is somebody that there's more excitement, more chemistry with. And as far as Craig, you know, I think Craig is a really nice person, but I really don't feel like there's any like real connection with him for you. And so, you know, again, very nice person. It's. I feel like he's having some issues in his own life right now, and it makes me wonder whether he's really truly available to be in a relationship even at this particular time. So again, another nice person, but I just feel like he's really not ready. And you know, honestly, I have to say you're a really fun lady. You are fun. You have a zest for life. You want to get out there and live every moment to the fullest. And I feel like of these three, Glenn is the one who can keep up with you. I don't know that the other two can. And I think that with the other two, you would end up getting bored. So
I've been out with Glenn twice already, and I'm crazy about him.
Okay. Well, okay. So try to slow it down a little bit. But yeah, he's going to keep you interested, and I feel like the fun's going to stay. So the only other little advice I'm going to give you is, you know, make sure that there's good communication, there's compatibility, and there's chemistry. And I have to say, just right off the bat, I feel like you do have all of those things. So it's good, you know. So, yeah, have a good time. Let me know how things go.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Okay, Wanda, thanks for calling.
Thanks for your call, Wanda. Have a great night. And our next call is coming from Tony. And Tony is calling and asking about a book. Tony, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Garrett. Hey, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Tony. Doing great. Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
First time caller here, too.
Thanks.
The past 2 years, I've been working on a novel. It was an idea I had a long time ago, which I put aside. Then 2 years ago, I finally took it out, started writing on it. I had a publisher who was interested in it. Then it turned out to be one of those, well, you give us $8,000, and then we'll start doing all those things.
Right.
So push that aside. So
yes.
I had met with some more people this past year, and they've been giving me some really good sound advice. So trying to see where you see this might be coming for me. Writing has always been my passion. It's what my career, what I want to do.
Yes, I get it. I mean, and I get it, and I get that you're heartfelt, and I get that there's, you know, I like who you are. Let me just say that right off the bat. You're a person of integrity. You're humble, and I want to say that I get your vulnerability right now, and you are in a vulnerable position. So I want to ask you right off the bat, have you given yourself a poor man's copyright on this already?
Have you copywritten
it already?
No, I have not.
Have you done it? You have not. Okay. So what I want you to do right now, or today, or tomorrow morning, and for everybody who does any kind of writing, this is called a poor man's copyright, and what you do is you take a copy of the final edition of whatever this is, or at least an edition to date, and you seal it in an envelope, and you take it to the post office, and you seal it, and you have them seal it, and then you mail it to yourself, and you do not open it,
okay,
and you put it away, because it will have a postmark with a date on it, because my initial impression is to be careful. You know, use your intuition. If you don't trust somebody, don't work with them. Because my impression is that there may be somebody around you who's trying to steal your idea. Okay? So
okay.
I want you to do that copyright right away. And then be comfortable moving forward knowing that nobody can dispute it. You've got it. And if they do try to dispute it, you've got it protected. Okay? So that's the first thing. The other thing is, I do see that this is going to be working for you as a career. What I want to suggest to you is, you have a unique writing style. It's very interesting to me. I would really like to suggest that you go to some writers' groups, though, and have them help you with, like, style in some of the pages, because my impression is that it's a very unique style, and I like it, but it can be a little difficult to get through at times. Is this making sense to you? That
completely
some
makes
of it,
sense, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, I like it. I have to tell you, I really, really like it. But I would love to see you get a little bit more critique on some of this. And there are writers groups out there that do just this. They want to support other writers. They themselves are writers. And, you know, basically, you know, you get to read a few pages or have people read them, and they give you feedback. And so you're getting people to read your material and give you feedback about how it might be received, which is always a good thing. The other option you have is to find somebody. You know, my impression is you may even know somebody who's done some editing or proofing, either for magazines or newspapers. My impression is you already know somebody that you trust.
Last fall I did send a draft over to an independent freelance editor who actually gave it back with some feedback. So, yes.
Yeah. So have that person go through it again if you've made any changes, okay? I like this person's energy, okay? I want to tell you that. Mm-hmm. They're going to be honest with you. They're going to be candid. And you need that, okay? We don't want our relatives saying, oh, it's wonderful, when we can do some writing on it. I feel like you're almost there, but I do feel like there's some more tweaks you need to make to the manuscript before it's really ready for publishing. And I also feel like you have at least two or three more novels already ready to go. So I really want to encourage you to be doing your stream of consciousness writing every morning. You know, Julia Cameron talks about the artist way. Do your morning pages because you've got more ideas coming already, and you need to allow those ideas to free flow as well. Okay, does this all make sense to you?
Absolutely. Actually, I do have two other ideas that I want to start working on too, so it's funny.
Okay. So the other thing is, you know, my impression is that by spring, things are going to be moving for you. So the time that you have right now, that's not very long. I'm talking February, March, April, May. It's pretty soon. You have a few more months to really hone your style and really get to know who you are as a writer. And that's the important part, is who are you? Are you coming from your own style and your own place? And that's, so I want you to spend some time really getting connected with you. Spend some time in meditation or doing things that put you into that meditative place. You know, walking at the beach, walking in the grass, doing things that ground you, yoga, whatever that is, running for some people. But do whatever that is that helps you get back in touch with you, the part of you that's connected to God and Source. Okay? Because from that place, all of this is going to come to fruition, and it's a very few months, short months away.
Thank you so much. I really needed that good boost. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Well, thanks for calling. Keep us posted. I want to hear all about it.
I will definitely will. Thank you again.
Thanks,
You're
Tony,
so
for the call.
Thank you, Tony.
Have a great night. And our next call is coming from Trish, and Trish is calling about love. Trish, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Trish. My pleasure.
I'm curious about what you're picking up about my current relationship.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you that, you know, there's several different things that come to mind, but the very first thing is I feel a little bit of disappointment or some heavy-heartedness. So, you know, I feel like I want to say I have to acknowledge that you're a private person. So this heavy-heartedness is I can't tell, honestly, if this is because you've been disappointed by this person. I do feel like there is some kind of a separation right now, but I also feel like there may be a health issue going on with this person. Does this all make sense to you?
It does make sense.
Okay. So what I want to say to you is you have to decide how much you want to stay committed in this relationship moving forward. The health issues will have to be addressed, and I think you're kind of at this point now where you have to decide how serious is this relationship or not. And because my impression is you guys have been together for a long time, but you have to decide how you're moving forward, because I get the impression that there's been some question, and so you get to choose. There's no right or wrong way here. If you choose to not stay engaged, that's okay. Let me give you permission for that. Because my impression is that this person is scared, feeling very vulnerable, and is also very private. So if you, it's almost like there's even a question mark about whether or not you'll be allowed to stand by this person's side during this process. And so you have the opportunity to also decide whether or not you want to stay by this person's side during this process. It's up to you. There's no right or wrong way. It really is up to you. I feel like this person is a good person. I do feel like there have definitely been some issues in the relationship. I feel like there's been some energy that's lacking for you in this relationship. And so you have to decide how you want to move forward. There's no necessity of commitment continuing if you choose not to. But it's okay if you do. Okay?
Well,
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say that it is up to you. It's up to you, and it's okay. There's no right or wrong choice here.
Yeah, no, I was going to say to you, I've made a decision. I'm just not sure the other person, and so I was kind of looking for some insight as to if the other person was interested in keeping this going.
My impression is that the other person is really focused on the health issue right now, and that whether or not the relationship continues right now is not in the foremost. It's not the foremost priority. So, it's one of those things where, I'm just going to be very candid about what's coming up right this second. My impression is that there's somebody out there who has more for you than this relationship.
Got it.
So, it's this person is a nice person. There's a very comfortable feeling with this person, very kind. But, it's kind of one of those things where, I don't mind sitting on the couch watching TV, but I'd really rather go out dancing. There's that kind of a feeling. So, my impression is that there is something more for you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Trish, for the call.
Thanks
for calling in. All the best.
And our next caller is Rose Maria, and Rose Maria is calling about money. Rose Maria, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Rose Maria. I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Finance work. Doing it all and nothing's happening.
Okay. All right. So first of all, take a breath. Take some deep breaths. Okay. It's going to be okay. It's really going to be okay. I get this impression. I feel a pit in my stomach right now, and I feel like it's hard for you to breathe because you don't know what to do moving forward. Okay. And so I want to acknowledge that, and I want to say I understand that. I have been there. Okay.
Gotcha.
But not breathing and holding in the stress doesn't change the situation, and it doesn't help it. So take some breaths. Try to let it go, okay? And what I want you to focus on, I want you to try to remember that the source of all financial abundance is the universe, okay? And that's for everybody. So what happens is we get a job, and we think, okay, I have to have this job because it gives me money to pay my bills. And if I lose this job, I'm not going to have any money. The reality is you're doing an energy exchange. You work, you provide a service, and the company provides money to you. Okay, I'm just using this as an example.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, this is just an example. This is kind of for everybody who's having these financial difficulties right now. Okay, so what happens is if you lose the job, you feel like, oh, no, I can't pay my bills. I'm not going to be able to survive. It feels like we're going into survival mode. The reality is that's only one channel. Okay, it's like you turn the channel on the television. There's another channel. There's another income stream. There are many, many, many opportunities. They are limitless. They are endless. There are new companies starting every day. There are new opportunities presented all the time because the universe is limitless. And that's where we get our money. We get our money from God. I mean, really, truly, I know some people are going to go, that's not true. But the reality is it's energy. Okay, so what I want to say to you is it's time for you to take a step back because I get that you are a really, really hard worker.
Right.
And I want to say that I know you're getting burned out and I know that you're not being paid a reasonable amount for what you're doing. So it's time to step back and think about what you want to be doing. And what kind of salary will make you feel valued? Because this whole thing of hand to mouth all the time isn't working. So we have to stop and do it a different way.
Cool.
Okay. So what would you like to be doing? That's what I want you to focus on. I said that to one of the earlier callers, or I think it might have been Michelle from the chat room. Really allow yourself to dream about what do you want to be doing? And what is it? And if you could have your perfect day, what are you doing? Where are you? How much money are you making? And how do you feel inside? Because when you're doing what you really love, no matter how bad a bad day is at work, if you're doing what you love, you still feel good and you still want to get up and do it in the morning.
Cool.
OK? okay? So I want you to start thinking about what you really want to be doing. Because what it's like you're on a treadmill right now. Everything is stuck on the cycle, and you never catch up. You're never getting ahead. And so you have to get off the treadmill. And it's scary to do that. It's scary to make that decision. But trust me, you'll land on the ground, and you'll be okay. And something better is coming. Okay? Now, the other thing that pops in my head is you have a friend who either has a business or who is thinking of starting a business, and she's mentioned it to you. And, yes, go join her if it's something you'd like to be doing. Okay? And if she hasn't presented this to you yet, I promise you, you're going to be getting presented an opportunity from one of your friends within a very short period of time, or she will be coming to you saying, hey, I'm going to start this business. And it's okay for you to say, hey, I want to go with you.
Yeah, I know somebody. Tahita has a business, and I think he's switching over sometime soon.
So, you have to relax. I get that you're completely burned out. I get it. You've got to start taking care of yourself. You have to. Okay? Here's the deal. If you're going in a direction that's not right, something's going to become an obstacle for you. And I use this analogy that, God will whisper in our ear and say, hey, you need to go a different way. And if we don't listen, we keep going, we'll hear a voice that says, you're going the wrong way, or we will have some type of obstacle show up. And basically what will happen is God will get louder and louder and louder until we fall down and break our toe and we can't walk for a few days. Okay?
Right.
So you've already had the whispering. I would say he's not screaming at you yet, but it's getting close. So I want to say you really, really need to take care of yourself.
Gotcha.
You really, really, really need to take care of yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to do something different. You are so much more than how you are being valued right now. You are loved and you are lovable and you are worth having what you want in your life, including abundance. But you have to stop the cycle that you've been in. You've got to let go. And you have to trust God. It's God who's there for you, and God will get you through this and get you to the next place where you're starting to feel worthy again. You are worthy just because you're a child of God. You don't have to do anything to be worthy. Okay? But there's something in you that thinks you have to work hard to get money. And the reality is you have to work smart, and you have to find something you love. Because when you're doing what you love, it won't feel like work. Okay,
gotcha.
So start working on this. Start thinking about what it is you want to be doing. My impression is there are going to be some big changes to you by the end of the year. Big, big changes. And I see a lot of excitement about it all. So you start working on your exit strategy and how you want to move forward. And I am willing to bet you that you're going to be a different person by the end of the year.
Gotcha.
Happy, happy, happy. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Rosemaria, thank you for your call. Good luck to you. Keep us posted on how you're doing, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you, my dear. Have a good night.
Take care.
We've got about 7 minutes left, so we're going to try to crank through a couple more calls here. And in the most wonderful way possible, we're going to get to at least two more. And the first caller is Gigi, and Gigi is calling about love. Gigi, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call. It's great to be on with you. Just for you to give me what you're picking up about a future love, and also there's a little bit of confusion, a little bit of kind of like cloudiness with my last relationship, and maybe you can talk about that.
Yes, well, I want to say that your last relationship is still very much in your energy field, and I feel like there's a lot of disappointment. I get that. It's like, how do I let go of this? I mean, it's really like you want to be out and away from it. So energetically, I don't know if you were on earlier where you heard me talking about the letter writing and burning the letters.
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to do that, and I want you to direct whatever it is you need to say to your ex in these letters and let it go. This is some really heavy, thick mud energy. And it's got to go, because until you've released it all, you're not allowing yourself. You don't have any energy to be open to somebody else. It's really draining you. Okay, so that's how it comes across for me. Is that, wow, this is heavy, and it feels like you're still in it. So there, really, really want to strongly encourage you to do some work around this so that you can open up and be ready for that next person. Because I do feel like somebody else is coming for you, but there's no room for them right now. Lots and lots of disappointment, lots of heartache about this other relationship. Write about all of it. Release it, release it, release it. And give yourself an opportunity to write. It may take a week. My impression is it may take a week of letters, of writing a letter every day or every other day to really let all of it go. And what will happen for those of you listening who do this process, what will happen is you'll go to write and you'll sit there and go, wow, I don't have anything to say. That's how you know you're clear. When there's no reaction, there's no energy coming up, there's no emotion coming up, and you just feel like, ah, there's nothing, then you know you're clear and you can move on. So all of that being said, you know, God bless you for letting that go and being done with that. The next person coming in, let's see here. You know, I have to say I'm hearing February. I feel like you're really, really busy. But I also feel like part of the busy is that you are out socially, and I think that's great. But I feel like sometimes you're so busy that you don't even have time to allow somebody to show up. So I want to encourage you to make room for that, okay? But I also want to encourage you to keep doing the things that you love to do. So for everybody who's looking for love, I know a lot of people are trying the online stuff. I have no problem with that, okay? But I will tell you, you want to look for three things. You want to look for communication, compatibility, and chemistry. And one of the problems with the online stuff is until you're actually interacting with this person, either on the phone or in person, you have no idea if you have chemistry with them, okay? Right. So I always strongly encourage everybody to go out and do the things you love to do. If you like to go hiking, join a Sierra Club chapter locally. Or if you love to go sailing, join a single sailors club. Do the things you love to do, because what you're doing is when you put yourself out in situations of things you love to do, you're opening up the door to meet other people who are compatible with you because they have similar interests, okay? So I always prefer to encourage people to do that over and above the online dating. Not saying the online dating is a problem. I'm just saying that you have a lot more likelihood of being able to knock two things with one opportunity, and that is the chemistry and the compatibility. Okay?
I agree.
So, yeah. So, again, February. So just, you know, release this old stuck energy. You're somebody that's very vibrant, very gregarious. You know, people love being around you. You're warm and friendly. And so just you let this old energy go so that we can see that Gigi come back to life again, okay? That's who you are.
So are you saying that, you know, playing off any kind of friendship, see, the problem is that there's confusion. Even though he wants to be friends, he keeps going towards the same romantic pathway.
No, you can't. He's not your friend. I mean, he's a lovely person, but he wants to be in a relationship with you. He does not want to be your friend. And so maybe in a few years, you guys could be friends. But you're going to continue fighting him off and fighting this very heavy energy as long as you continue to engage. So what I would like to strongly suggest is that you say, I really appreciate that you want to be friends, and I'm grateful for that. You know, right now, I need more time to stay disconnected because of the relationship ending. And leave it at that. And then you just have to you have to leave it at that and just stand very firm with it, okay?
Yes, yes, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Gigi. Thank you, and
thanks,
good luck.
Gigi.
Keep us posted.
Okay, so this is going to be like in record time. We're going to bring Jane on asking about her career, and we've got a minute and a half. So, Jane, you're live with Rebecca, and I won't take any more of your time. Go ahead.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Hi, Jane. Okay, I'm good. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you what comes in right away. Okay, so my impression is, first of all, that you're bored. I'm going really fast, right? Okay,
yeah.
So my impression is that you're bored with where you are right now. You are so much more capable than what you're doing at this time. I feel like you've been there for a while. They appreciate you, but it's like there's nowhere for you to go. And the thing is, if you want to lead, I feel like you have very great leadership qualities. So teaching or doing something where you're in a leadership role is much more appropriate for you. So go to your employer and ask them if there's a training you can do or if there's something that gives you more responsibility and leadership. And if not, you have to look elsewhere. You are much more capable than what they're giving you. And so, you know, I just want to say, yes, go out and give yourself permission to do what you want to be doing. You're a leader, and you're a great teacher.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I can never reach my highest potential, I find, especially where I'm working right now.
Yeah, no, you need to go. If they can't give you other opportunities that will help you be more, then you have to look elsewhere. But it's time. You're bored. You're not learning and growing. And you're somebody who strives to learn and grow every day.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And with that, Jane, we have to go. I hate to do that to you, but I thank you for your call and your patience. You're a gem for being so persistent and waiting here. Everybody, the show's over. Sorry that we have to keep it short, but we're doing a broadcast in the UK, and it has to be a 60-minute show. Otherwise, they cut us off. So if you want to go schedule an appointment with Rebecca, please click on the link to go to her website, go to her Facebook fan page, and do that. Rebecca's also now doing corporate events, bachelorette parties, birthday parties, anniversaries, wine tastings, anything like that. So if you have a group event that you would like to schedule, make sure to do that. And if you contact her and mention Rated G Radio, you will also get 10% off of your group event. So take advantage of that. For everybody else, Rebecca, number one, thank you very much. For everybody else, we will see you live on Thursday. We have got a brand new guest. Adrienne Blackwell will be on the show. She's going to be doing healings. So if you would like to get healed tomorrow night, I encourage you to tune in. She's going to be fascinating. I've talked to her a couple of times and am thrilled she's going to be a guest. Everybody else, don't drive distracted. Thanks, everybody, for being part of the show.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.